Harlequin Special Edition and Harper Audio present The Lights on Knockbridge Lane by Rowan Parrish. Performed by Michael Dean. Chapter 1. Adam. Everyone on Knockbridge Lane had a different theory about Wesley Mowbray. It was the first thing Adam Mills heard about as he introduced himself around last week when he and August moved in. The 8-year-old McKinnon twins next door said he was a vampire. Their parents, Darren and Rose McKinnon, scoffed at that, but said he could be a witch. Marisol Gutierrez, 3 doors down, insisted she'd seen him skulking around the neighborhood at night, hunting for animals to sacrifice to the devil. A teenager at the end of the street reported that anyone who looked him in the eyes would be hypnotized, and anyone who touched him would turn to stone. Mr. Montgomery on the corner just said, "Freak." Wesley Mowbray was never seen before sunset, though mysterious packages arrived on his doorstep often. He never spoke to anyone and never waved hello, and late at night, the windows of his run-down house glowed an eerie green. At least, that's what they told Adam. So when he saw the man in question through the twilight haze of his own front window, with his daughter in tow, he was understandably startled, especially since he thought she was playing quietly in her room. He'd slammed 2 coffees to prevent it, but he'd been asleep. The kind of light, unsatisfying sleep he often fell into when he had a moment of quiet, which was something that didn't happen that often as the newly single parent of an 8-year-old. His insomnia had been pretty bad since the divorce, and worse since they moved back to Garnet Run, where he was the only one responsible for Gus. The knock at the door jerked him out of that strange sleep, and he scrambled for the door, stubbing his toe in the process so that when he yanked it open, he was biting back the kind of words that he tried with varying degrees of success, not to say in front of Gus. He focused on Gus first. She was all in one piece and was even smiling. It was her "I did something bad" and delightful smile. But a smile was good, at least when on a child who seemed to have been forcibly dragged home by an irate stranger. "Where's your coat?" is what came out of Adam's mouth. Sometimes he tried to remember what it was like when he talked about things like the composition of his next shot, which restaurant's tiramisu he preferred, or the latest cozy mystery he was reading. Now he said things like, "Where's your coat?" and "Don't take that apart," and "If you don't stop making that sound, I might have to throttle you." Okay, he didn't say the last one so much as think it. Often, "It's not that cold," his wonderful, brilliant daughter said, her lips only vaguely blue. Adam counseled himself to breathe. Once he determined that Gus was all in one piece and frostbite wasn't imminent, he turned his attention to the man who'd brought her home. He said intelligently. Wesley Mowbray was tall and severe, with shaved dark hair and strong dark eyebrows over piercing blue eyes. Those eyes were narrowed slightly, either in anger or, if the neighborhood rumors were to be believed, because he never went outside when there was the slightest bit of light still in the sky, as it would, of course, burn him to ash.
"She broke into my house," he said.
His voice was low and rough with disuse. "She's 8. Mowbray cocked his head as if unsure what that might have to do with Gus's felonious misdeeds. Adam sighed.
"Gus, did you break into our neighbor's house?"
She squinted and screwed up her face in a way that said she absolutely had. Adam and Gus had a strict no-lying policy, which had resulted in Gus developing a keen sense of words and their exact meanings.
"I didn't break anything," she settled on finally.
Adam offered up a silent prayer to the universe that his daughter not end up in prison.
"Did you enter without being invited?" he clarified.
"And the vampire hits just kept coming," she
Sample complete. Ready to continue?